Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
There are three obvious movements in Psalm 24. The claimant to the throne of the universe has been presented to us first as the sufferer, Psalm 22, then as the shepherd, Psalm 23, and now as the sovereign, Psalm 24. What right does he have to rule? We're given three unshakable reasons. First, he has the right by virtue of creation. Quote, "The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein, for he has founded it upon the seas," verses 1 and 2, "and walked on the sea to prove it." Quote, "All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist," Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17, "as maker, heir, and sustainer of everything, we say," quote, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created." Revelation 4, verse 11. But more, he stepped into this fallen world as Redeemer, verses 3 to 6. "Only through the gift of," quote, "righteousness from the God of his salvation," Psalm 24, verse 5, "could anyone hope to," quote, "ascend into the hill of the Lord," or "stand in his holy place," verse 3, "because," quote, "clean hands and a pure heart," verse 4, "don't come by self-effort, but when we," quote, "receive blessing from the Lord," verse 5, "as we," quote, "seek him," verse 6. Thus, he has the right by virtue of Calvary. So we add, quote, "You are worthy, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation," Revelation 5, verse 9. But there is a third reason, based on his final conquest. He also claims the crown because he is, quote, "the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle," verse 8. Soon we also sing, quote, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints," Revelation 15, verse 3. I can hardly wait to see the King of Glory come in, verses 7 and 9.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.